Hey, what's up, guys, and welcome back to the Flip Flip Daily Audio Experience Podcast. Holy crap, it has been a crazy few days, and I am super sorry that I haven't been able to do a podcast. It's just been insane as far as everything going on right now. Basically, I'm getting married in, 3 days? Today's Tuesday, I get married Friday. The reception dinner is Thursday. Tomorrow, I'm going to just reevaluate my life because so much is happening. And so that's the main reason. But after I get back from my honeymoon, we're going to Denver, Colorado for a week after Friday, so Saturday morning. And then I'm still going to be having to run a bunch of things. My fiance knows I love this business. It's like my child. And even on my honeymoon, I'll be on my phone a little bit. Not near as much as I always am, but just making sure my reseller team's taken care of, and anything like that, just in the free time at night and stuff like that. So that's exciting. I'm definitely a little bit anxious. I don't know anyone who wouldn't be, but very excited, for, what's to come. But that's the main reason I haven't been doing dailies. I've usually been doing I've been doing like every other day, if not every 3 days. But I'll get back to the dailies. You guys know that. And yeah, so what's happened in the last few days? A lot has happened. A lot of W's, a lot of good things happening in business. A lot of just, man, not only just empathy, but gratitude as far as being thankful for what's going on. We finished building our house. Everything's looking really nice. The floors are done. The walls are done. Just getting everything ready for that. For business, I've sold a Kuji sweater. If you guys follow me on Instagram, that's one thing that I do daily, posting like my sales and what I'm up to and just little goals achieved and just little motivational stuff, but also just documenting my day-to-day, what's going on. And I've found a lot of good stuff these last few days. I found a vintage Nike Georgetown Allen Iverson jersey. My Kuji sweater, one of the last ones I have, sold for $214, which was awesome. I found a bunch of those New Balances. And as you guys know, I preach New Balances, especially the suede ones with the stitching and the made in USA. And of course, the most precious ones are the 990 V4s that are all gray. Mainly all the gray New Balances that have that little bit of flair and kick to them have really good resale value. And one of the stores I go to, which is actually funny, this girl recognized me and she hit me up on Instagram. I think it was that day when I picked up the New Balances, but she was like, "Hey, I think I saw you in the thrift store and I wasn't sure whether to say hi or not. And you looked really focused." And I was just like, "Yeah, that was probably me." And she was like, "Yeah, you're in like that, because I posted like a an LL Bean sweater I found that I really liked and I kept it and I was wearing it." And she was like, "Yeah, you were wearing that. Next time I'll say, hey, what's up, Flip Flip." And I thought that was hilarious. So if you guys ever see me out in the wild, make sure to just throw the "Hey, Flip Flip" out there if you see me. But those New Balances are great. The all gray suede ones, $5 each. And each one sells for at least 35 plus shipping. I've sold so many of them and I'll pick those up all day because they just sell. They never sit too long. They're not an item that you worry about sitting. It's just a matter of time. So I picked that up. What else? Good sales today as well. I sold some Nike shoes that I'm going to post it on Instagram after this podcast, but I picked them up from Salvation Army for like $2, which was really strange. They usually don't price shoes for $2. But for some reason, these ones were posted for $2. And it has me thinking, I'm a little bit too selective with what I source. And I think I need to broaden my horizon a little bit more and source items that are not only a little bit more expensive. Like I always pick up my items like $2, $5, $6. But I've noticed some of the items that I'm like iffy about that I pick up, sometimes they go for full asking price and it's like a meaty margin. Like these went, I think, for like $80 and I picked them up for two And I remember sourcing the shoe and thinking to myself, the last pair on the sold comp sold for like 35. So that's why I pulled the trigger. I was like, $2 for 35, that's fine, I'll take that. But there wasn't many other comps on it, but it was mainly because the lack of how many listings. Like, not many people sold the shoe, not many people had this item listed as active. And I think sometimes we get a little bit thrown off by that, and we have to understand that in this business, you want to be able to predict more so than move with just black and white. Some of the top innovators, and I think this is a good segue to help you guys, is even with my Flip reseller team, nobody was doing it, but I had an intuition, I had an idea that hadn't been executed on, and I just went with it, and it paid out even more so than just following like the black and white of what most people do, the guidelines, the notebook. People don't go after things and give things tries anymore, and if they did, you never know what could have been. And the reason I'm saying that is it translates to sourcing like an item like that. Like, I was skeptical because I didn't see, like, most items I source in the sold listings, it's like a guaranteed sale for me. I'll look at it and it'll say, right down the list, oh, 40, 40, 40, 50, 100 profit. And I'm like, yeah, this is a no-brainer. But I do get those items sometimes where I'm unsure. There's potential, but I'm unsure and I don't want to pull the trigger because of the perspective of an eBay's sold listings, what the market is showing. And that's good. You keep that as your number one, but you also need to take into account of your personal, if you have enough confidence in yourself, and I do, because all of my ideas that I've in this business, like, I feel like, man, I feel like Jordan out there. Like, I just give me the ball and I feel like I can do it. And helping my reseller team, and I got a lot of local friends that I know now, and they're like live streaming me while they go thrifting, and I'm helping them out, and I'm sinking shots for them. So I need to start building on more of the innovation part of sourcing, which means having trust in not only the price, but if I see value in the item and I think I can get it to where it's sellable at a good price, and I can predict that the market will pay a good amount for it. I can't always know the price, but I can know that I'm going to make some money. That's the most important thing. And I think that's a good lesson in today's podcast is trust. If you're working on your craft enough and you know what you're talking about, believe in it, that you know what sells. It's not always, buyers don't always just go on a buyer's perspective. They don't go and look on eBay and say, oh, this is what the item's selling for, this is what I'm going to offer. No, as buyers, if we see something we like, we'll buy it regardless of what's past sold, what's present sold, and things like that. And I think that's some true value right there today. I really like that I said all this because it helped me as well, which is always good because I'm a full-time reseller. So if that's helping me, and I know a lot of my listeners are newer resellers and they're trying to get in this game, have confidence because you also have really good taste. You know what you would buy, and get items like that. Even if the comps aren't, awesome and all the time, there's still potential because so many of my items, if not 50% or more, are, selling at outrageous prices that previously they weren't sold for. So, but yeah, other than that, guys, it's going to be a busy, busy, busy week and month for Supreme and sneakers. Right now, this week on Supreme is the Supreme North Face collab. Really excited about that because they're doing like a retro kind of fit this time. They usually do more of like a let like last year it was like leather and just their normal like stuff. But this one's like a huge spell out across the chest of Supreme. It's got like a really, really good retro kind of what us resellers look for in clothing. It has that vibe to it. So I'm super excited about that. Also, there's some clay Yeezys coming out on Saturday, I think. So excited to get those. The resale is really good. We have bot slots available for those. So if you're in the reseller team, sign up. these are going to be incredibly good profit. They're already at like $600, $500. And some of my team members actually already have reserved pairs, which is insane. And you can learn all about that. And, you know, this reseller team, it's $29.99 a month. And these members are making thousands per week. It's incredible. So you're paying this bare minimum to get all this knowledge, connections, 24/7 access to all your any reseller kind of you know, questions you have. So just amazing stuff going on. But that's all I got. I wanted to check in. I'm off tomorrow, so I'll be able to do a really, really good podcast again. Make sure you guys follow me on Instagram at FlipFlip. And I love you. You have a great day. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.